Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation, and we'd like to get your opinion. But first of all, are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
And when it comes to voting for local offices in your area of your Texas state legislator, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, or vote for a mix of probably the same number of candidates from both parties?
Mostly Republican and Libertarian.
Okay. And as you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
I think it's working pretty well compared to the rest of the state.
And which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issue: abortion rights, healthcare costs, violent crime, the economy, inflation and jobs, illegal immigration and the border, voting for public schools and teacher pay, or property taxes, or gun violence.
They are all important.
But if you have to choose one of them?
The economy.
The economy, inflation, and jobs. Okay. And
yes,
you can't
afford to buy groceries anymore.
And which is the next most important problem or issue? Abortion, healthcare, violent crime, illegal immigration, funding for public schools, and property taxes, or gun violence?
Property taxes.
Okay. And now, next, please mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you don't recognize one of them, just let me know and we'll go on the next one. The first one is Joe Biden. How was your rating? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Extremely unfavorable.
Okay. Ted Cruz, do you recognize the candidate? Ted Cruz?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somewhat favorable.
Steve Allison?
I never heard of? I know the name, but I can't place.
Okay. No opinion.
I don't know how to rate him.
And the
yeah.
Next one, Ken Paxton. Do you recognize the name? And how would
yeah.
you rate him?
Somewhat favorable.
Donald Trump. How would you rate him?
Very favorable. Well, no, let's go somewhat.
Just somewhat, okay.
If it weren't for the other person in the election, I would have my doubts. But given the choices, yeah.
The next one is Laurel Jordan Sweet.
I have no idea.
Never heard of? Mark LaHood?
No.
Never heard of? The next one?
Based on
what you know about Mark LaHood, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I've heard of him, but I don't really know enough to make a choice.
No opinion. And the last two? No. Kamala Harris. How would you rate Kamala Harris?
Below very unfavorable.
Okay. And the last one, Colleen Aldred.
I have no idea who that is.
Never heard of? Okay. And in the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Hands down, Donald Trump.
Not because I like him, but he's the best choice. Just imagine the election were held today. And in the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colleen Aldred, the Democrat, which one would you lean toward? In the election for Texas state representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you lean toward if you had to choose today? Or Texas state representative from your area? The Republican?
I thought ours was LB, but he's not up for re-election, is he? LaHood, the Republican.
If election were just between those two candidates, Mark LaHood, Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift? Probably
the Republican.
Mark LaHood, okay. And now we're almost done with the survey, by the way. We're 65%. Thank you so much for your time. Here is some follow-up information about both of these State House District candidates, Mark LaHood and Laurel Jordan Swift. The first one is Mark LaHood. He's a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and now it's time for blood. Unapologetic conservative leadership in government, he is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decision for their child. The next one is Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat. He's a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin and try to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texas, and she will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Based on this information you just heard, which is your choice for Texas House District? Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Now that I've heard that, Mark LaHood, hands down.
Okay. And which of those two statements is closer to your opinion, A or B? A, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. Or B, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI, teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyle. The statement A or B is closer to your own view?
A.
And which
one? Well, wait a minute. Which
yes.
One's closer to my view? Read the second one again.
Okay. The second one is, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI, teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Or A?
Oh, that one is the one
B.
I agree with more.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about these two? A, agree with those who support Texas Republican laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with an inappropriate sexual or racist content. Or B, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. A or B?
Normally it would be B, but the shape we're in right now, we need to go with A.
Right.
Somebody's got to straighten this
okay.
out. Yeah.
And now, which is closer to what you think Texas should do about the situation at the border? A or B? A, Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies, when that money could be better spent on schools or lowering the health care costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border. Or B, Texas has been overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it. A or B?
B. I mean, illegal means they're breaking the law.
Okay. And do you agree?
You don't let lawbreakers get away with it.
Correct. And do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortion? Agree or disagree with that?
I am 100% pro-life.
But in this case, I need to select one of the two options available. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortion? Agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
And next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for a state legislator that their opponent might make. Rate your reactions to each as either very strong reasons to vote against that candidate, it's a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason to vote against that candidate. Remember their opponent might make. The first one, Mark LaHood. He supports the Republican extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. very strong reasons to vote against it somewhat, or it's a weak reason?
Well, he carries it to extreme, but weak reason.
It's a weak reason. The next one. Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership. That's a very strong reason to vote against Swift. Somewhat strong against or weak reason.
That they're against taking away people's guns?
Yeah, Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership. After hearing that, it's a very strong reason to vote
very
against.
Very strong reason to vote against him. Very strong.
The next one. If elected, Mark LaHood is so extreme in his pro-life views, he will put parents' access to convince a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas. That's a very strong reason. It's a weak reason to vote against Mark LaHood.
Weak, yeah. Very weak.
And the next one, Mark LaHood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection. It's a very strong reason, somewhat, or it's a weak reason? To vote against Mark LaHood. Remember.
I'm going to go with weak.
It's a weak reason, okay.
That's the way you put it, but it's hard to answer, so.
Correct, I know, I need to read everything verbatim, but after he does, it's a weak reason. Okay, and the next one. Laurel Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police. After hearing that,
very
it's very strong. The next one, Laurel Jordan, yeah, correct. Laurel Jordan Swift and her Democratic polls will continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegal, bringing dangerous drugs and a spike in migrants crime to our communities. It's a very strong reason. Okay. The next one, Laurel Swift is an extreme pro-abortion advocate. After hearing that,
very strong.
In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift will vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school.
Very strong.
Okay, and just a few more. Again, thank you for kindness to help us. Mark LaHood claims to support police and safety, but he makes his money as a lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and commit murder. That's a very strong reason, somewhat, or it's a weak reason to vote against Mark LaHood.
Oh, God. That's tough. Somewhat.
Just somewhat, okay. LaHood's campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda, defunding public education and restricting personal freedoms. After hearing that, very strong reason, somewhat, or it's a weak reason to vote again.
Somewhat.
Just somewhat. And the last three. Mark LaHood supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that will siphon money away from our public schools and giving it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors. That's a very strong reason. Very weak. Okay. And the last two. Mark LaHood is endorsed by an embraced anti-vaccination organization that promotes conspiracy theories with no scientific proof about vaccinations that have helped eradicate serious disease and viruses.
Very weak.
The last
That's
one.
Personal choice. Some legislators don't even need to have anything to do with it.
Okay. And the last one. LaHood is on record taking campaign contributions from a group even state Republican leaders say is wrong because they are connected to a Nazi sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jewish people and beating women. Very strong reason. Some other.
That could be very
reason.
Strong.
Very strong reason to vote against. Okay. And after hearing these statements about Mark LaHood and his beliefs, as well knowing that he defeated a more moderate bipartisan incumbent Representative Steve Allison in the primary, Do you agree or disagree? Mark LaHood is the Republican for Texas. Agree or disagree?
Oh, well, you broke up. I couldn't understand it.
After hearing this statement about Mark LaHood and his beliefs, as well knowing that he defeated a more moderate bipartisan incumbent representative, Steve Allison, in the primary, do you agree or disagree? Mark LaHood is the kind of Republican that is just too extreme for Texas. Agree or disagree with that, that it's just too extreme for Texas?
I'm going to disagree simply because he's the only candidate.
Okay. And lastly, again, thank you for your patience and for your kindness to help us. Here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for a state representative, Laurel Jordan Swift. And this is basically the last part. Please answer if your reactions to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first one, in the legislature, Laurel will support public schools by opposing the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. After hearing that, very positive, somewhat, or neutral, or negative?
Negative.
In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift will support expanding healthcare to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money just as 41 other states do.
Negative.
Laurel believes the best way to prevent mass shootings is with responsible gun ownership and sensible laws like raising the age to purchase assault weapons to 21 and required mental health background checks for gun sales. Negative, neutral, somewhat positive, or very positive after hearing that?
Let's go with neutral on that.
Neutral. Laurel Jordan Swift is a strong and consistent supporter of public education. She says the state should use its massive $33 billion budget surplus to fully fund our schools, increase teacher pay, and relieve pressure on local property taxes.
Negative.
And the next one, Laurel Jordan Swift knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of home ownership. She will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special breaks Republicans have created for business and big corporations to change their taxes and not pay their fair share. Negative, neutral, somewhat
neutral.
Positive.
I think neutral. There's better ways to do it.
And the last four. Laurel Jordan Swift believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own healthcare choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion, including when medically necessary to save a woman's life. After hearing that, very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Negative.
Laurel thinks Austin politicians just need to use some common sense and talk to one another. She will be a bipartisan, pragmatic problem solver in the legislature, working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done.
Neutral.
The last two, as the Republican in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance company and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insurance and home or vehicles within Texas consumers, Laurel Jordan Swift says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from raising rates. Neutral, negative, somewhat positive, or very positive after hearing that?
Neutral.
The last one, former...
I think it needs to be done, but I don't think the government needs to be in it.
Correct, but in general, after hearing that, your opinion about that candidate, negative or neutral?
Neutral.
Neutral, okay, the last one. A former Republican herself, Laurel Jordan Swift, has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters, common sense, and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, wealthy lives in Austin. She will work with anyone to lower property taxes on our schools and bring back the fundamental freedoms extremists have taken from us. Very positive, somewhat neutral opinion, or negative after hearing that?
That, the way it was read, I would say somewhat positive.
Just somewhat, okay. And having heard this information, if you had to vote today, will you choose Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat? If the election were held today.
Mark LaHood.
Okay. And what is your gender, just for quality purposes of the call?
Female.
Thank you. And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
To 64.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry, yes or no?
No, but I have a pretty diverse family.
And do you consider yourself to be African-American or Black or of Asian or Pacific Island descent or White Caucasian or other race not this year?
No, I'm an American. Okay. Regardless of my races, I'm an American.
And do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain, yes or no?
No.
And finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram, yes or no?
No.
Facebook or Meta?
No.
TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount?
Sometimes
YouTube. Okay. TV channels like NBC, MSNBC, sorry, or CNN?
No.
YouTube TV?
Do what?
YouTube TV, the application.
No, I don't guess. All I have is regular YouTube.
Okay. And TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
No.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.